You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The primary sector needs more diversity in high management positions. That is according to Chief Sustainability Officer at CropX, Bridget Hawkins. She is launching the Field of Change project to advocate for the increase of women within the sector in these roles and diversity across the board. Hawkins says that women often disappear within middle management positions, missing out on pathways for executive positions. The lack of diversity, she continues, stifles development and innovation, especially in sustainability. I spoke to Hawkins today about the Field of Change project, focusing on the current state of diversity in the primary sector and moving into sustainability. I began the interview by asking what the Field of Change project was.
So I've launched Fields of Change to start a conversation in the primary sector about why it is there seems to be hardly any women in senior leadership roles in the sector, which I think is a big problem for us.
So to highlight that current state of the primary industry, up to 80% of senior positions are held by males, while over 50% of graduates in the field are women. What can be done to change this systemic imbalance?
Well, that's really what this project's all about, is there could be a whole range of reasons. There probably are a whole range of reasons why, you know, many years after there being a lot of graduates coming out of university courses in the agricultural science, why those women haven't progressed through to be, you know, ready and for senior leadership roles by now. So some of it might be systemic around how we, when women take time out to have a family, how we manage to get them back into the workforce in a way that works for both their needs around a family and also, you know, more senior roles. I don't think it's because women don't want the jobs, and I don't think it's because there's active discrimination, but something's not happening in terms of how we manage our whole talent pool so that when there's those senior roles to fill, there's not women equally on that bench ready to be appointed.
So what is Fields of Change going to do in terms of trying to like shift that balance?
So to start with, it's actually shining a light, getting a conversation going. And what I would really love to do is encourage people to go to the website fieldsofchange.org.nz and sign up. And from there, you know, I'll be asking people to share their stories and their thoughts so that we can start to understand maybe what some of those barriers and challenges have been. And then also I'll be reaching out to, you know, the organisations in the sector and saying, you know, hey, can we have a conversation? You know, are you interested in understanding in your business what's happening and what sort of different programs might need to be put in place or changes? What can we learn from the research that already a lot of research has been done about what is required to achieve, you know, complete diversity in a business? And, you know, take some proactive action rather than talk about it.
I want to move on to sustainability. Now more than ever, climate change is something that needs to be considered with every decision, especially in the primary sector. How does diversity within the field help sustainability efforts?
The basic reason you want to have diversity around any decision-making table is that you are getting a wide range of experiences and thoughts and approaches to problem solving. So addressing the challenges, the multiple challenges that climate change has for our country, for the primary sector in particular, we need to make sure that we have got the widest possible, smartest people, you know, bringing their experience and approaches into that process. So at the moment, we're missing half of the talent pool because we have hardly any women involved in those conversations. So we're not going to be able to make the fastest progress. We're not going to be able to be as innovative as we could be, simply because we do not have that range of thought coming into solving the problem.
What has been the response to launching Fields of Change?
I've had a lot of interest. Have done, you know, a lot of interviews, which is awesome because I'm, you know, very keen to get the word out. And then before deciding, because I've been thinking about this for the past year or so, before deciding to actually, you know, launch something substantive and, you know, and really actively get the conversation going. I've spoken with a lot of people and just sort of sounded out, you know, my thoughts, and no one has said that is a really dumb idea, Bridget, don't do that. It's been very supportive and long overdue. So I, you know, I'm anticipating that I'll get perhaps a little bit of pushback, but in the main, people are really supportive and saying, yep, you're right, we, you know, we need to understand why, and then we need to look forward and take some action and just really strive for the full diversity that we need to have in the sector.
Just going off what you said there, it is quite surprising that something like this isn't already in place to sort of promote diversity there.
Yeah, I think because this is how it's been for a long time, it's the norm, isn't it? So people, you know, the ag sector is very male-dominated, and so men in it are... It's nothing unusual when they look around a room or at a field day or something, and there's men. There's definitely women there, and so I think perhaps there's a feeling that, you know, we're making progress. But when you really look at the where the power in the sector is, which is in the larger co-ops and the larger businesses, because that's where the balance sheets are, the money to invest in innovation and change, that is still very, very male-dominated. And I don't know why no one's suggested publicly before that actually we should be doing better than this. Actually, we're holding ourselves back because we don't have diversity. So for me, you know, I got to a point and said, well, if I don't step forward now, you know, who will or when will it happen? So why not me? And that's why I've done this.
Do you have any final comments on the Fields of Change project?
My last comment I want to say is this is not a criticism of the status quo. It's saying we actually, we're missing opportunity and we could be even better. So this is about saying let's look forward and say how can we actually keep on evolving to be world leading and to be the best we can be and solve these really challenging problems that the sector's got in front of us. And, you know, it's not a blame thing. It's just saying line in the sand, move forward.
That was Bridget Hawkins, Chief Sustainability Officer at CropX on the Field of Change project.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.